This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A ship carrying aid for Gaza left Cyprus on Tuesday in a pilot project to open a sea route to help stave off famine. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
The aid ship was funded mostly by the UAE and organized by US-based charity World Central Kitchen, with much of Gaza reduced to rubble. WCK said it was building a landing jetty with material from destroyed buildings. Open Arms spokesperson Laura Lanuza.
There has been a naval blockade from Israel since over 20 years ago. So for us, makes us really, really happy and proud.
Qatar's foreign ministry spokesperson Majid al-Ansari said on Tuesday negotiators seeking a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas were not close to a deal. There'd been hopes for a truce in time for Ramadan, which began this week.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. That's Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The United Nations used a new land route on Tuesday to deliver food to northern Gaza for the first time in 3 weeks as global pressure grows on Israel to allow more access. Enough food was delivered for 25,000 people on Tuesday, according to a WFP spokesperson. The U.S. State Department said on Tuesday it hopes an international security mission to help retake security in Haiti will happen as soon as possible after Kenya decided to pause its deployment of 1,000 police officers.
Right now, as you wait for the appointment of a presidential transition council, which would appoint then a new government, a new prime minister, I think that's an appropriate step for the Kenyan government to take.
State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller. Kenya's pause follows Prime Minister Ariel Henry's announcement that he would tender his resignation. Miller was optimistic despite the pause there would be no need for a delay.